Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. I have a friend who regularly asks other people, "What are you reading?" That's a good question, huh? What are you reading? Another friend recommended a book titled Great at Work by Morten Hansen. The book is practical, suggests 7 work smart practices. I'd like to share those practices with you today. Maybe you can pick one or two that you can relate to and grow in that area. Number 1 says, do less, then obsess. It's important for good leaders to learn to say no. We should focus on a few things, then do them with intensity and excellence. Number 2, redesign your work. Don't be afraid to change the way you do things in order to become more efficient or effective. Always ask the question, is there a better way? I would encourage you to follow this step with discretion and respect to the leadership that you have, though. Number 3, don't just learn, loop. After we learn something, we should apply it, understand the results, tweak it as we need to, and then loop and do it again. Start small and don't always go after big things. Number 4, P squared stands for passion and purpose. Employees who match passion with purpose are more successful. Oftentimes, employees without both passion and purpose don't stick around. Number 5, be a forceful champion. Effective people inspire and apply smart grit. They develop the ability to adjust tactics in the face of adversity. Number 6, fight and unite. Learn to maximize team debate and team unity. You need both to be effective. We should cultivate an environment where people feel confident to share their ideas, even their disagreements, without being attacked. Once a direction is decided upon, unity is imperative. And finally, number 7, there are 2 sins of collaboration, under-collaborating and over-collaborating, and both are just equally as damaging. Learn when to collaborate and to do so with discipline. Don't be afraid to move forward without collaboration. Sometimes too many meetings can be a waste of resources and time. I found these 7 points interesting, and as with most books like this, I don't agree with 100% of every and each point made, but overall the principles are beneficial and can help us grow into better leaders. I would encourage you to keep reading, keep learning, and keep growing. Lou Holtz is credited with the quote, "In this world, you're either growing or you're dying, so get in motion and grow." Well, that's all I have for this week. Hope you have a great weekend. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.